Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. As we're into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 78. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 58, and Friday, partly sunny. Currently, it's 62.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Livestock Groups hailing USDA's withdrawal of a GIPSA rule of victory. USDA published a notice in the Federal Register announcing it would withdraw the interim final rule under the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, known as GIPSA. Through submitted comments, USDA said a common theme of those opposed to the interim rule was that it would lead to increased litigation. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association called the withdrawal a victory for beef producers and consumers. National Chicken Council said the rule would have opened the floodgates to frivolous and costly litigation while applauding USDA's action. The National Pork Producers Council, which said it led the opposition effort against the interim final rule, said the organization very pleased with the move. NPPC says Informa Economic Study found that a 2010 GIPSA rule would have cost the U.S. poultry industry more than $420 million annually, more than $4 a hog in added litigation costs. But not everybody is happy in the world of agriculture. The Organization for Competitive Markets and National Farmers Union both came out saying that this is a slap in the face to family farmers and ranchers from the Trump administration. Wrapping up the fourth round of talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. proposed a dismantling of Canada's dairy supply management system. Canada flatly rejects that proposal by the U.S. that would effectively kill Canada's supply management system, fully eliminating tariffs on supply management products over the next 10 years. President Trump earlier this year called the system unfair and used the system as part of his threat to withdraw from NAFTA. Canada's government dismissed the U.S. dairy proposal, while Dairy Farmers of Canada called it simply outrageous. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2017 Buick Envision, the new Chevy Equinox, a 2018 Chevy Impala, and more. Several units in on trade, too, priced right and ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah. Hire a professional. You can conduct your...
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40, bid it a 40, now 5, 5, 5, make it a...
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Lawrence police have identified two Topeka men arrested in a shooting that killed three people and wounded two others in a popular entertainment area of downtown Lawrence. The Lawrence Police Department says that 22-year-old Ahmad Rayton is being held on suspicion of attempted second-degree murder, and 19-year-old Dominic McMillan is suspected of aggravated assault and battery in connection with the October 1st shooting. The Garden City Commission has approved a star bond proposal to build a multi-sport complex on the east side of town. Officials say the facility is expected to bring in $17 million a year in tourism. It will include two indoor full-size soccer fields, four indoor basketball courts, and an indoor competition aquatic center, a 1,000-seat conference center, and spectator seating. KSN reports the next step is for the star bond proposal to go to the Kansas Department of Commerce for approval. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Navy Federal members enjoy 24/7 support from a real person right here in the States.
Hoo-ah!
And our members get free everyday checking, great interest rates on certificates, and low rates on home and auto loans.
Hoo-ah!
So no matter if you say,
hoo-ah!
Or,
hoo-ah!
You and your family can enjoy belonging to a credit union with over 80 years of experience. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Now through October 22nd at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select in-stock interior and entry doors from Reliabuilt, Masonite, and Geldwin. Plus, buy three rolls of 3M Safe Release Painter's Tape and get one free. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Topeka authorities say a train struck and killed a pedestrian in Topeka. Police were called around 6:30 this morning after the body was found. The discovery was made in the southern part of the city just west of the Landon Nature Trail. People on the train who saw the incident said it appeared that the person did not even try to get out of the way. The identity of the person who was hit has not been released. Police have released a man who was considered a person of interest after three sisters who disappeared in August from their Kansas foster home were found safe. Authorities have not released the details about where the 12, 14, and 15-year-old girls were, but say they were found safe. Police released the 48-year-old man after Tonganoxie officials said they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. A longtime leader of the activist group Kansans for Life has died of kidney cancer. Hake News reports the organization announced the death of David Gittrich on Facebook last night. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a four-alarm fire has heavily damaged an apartment building in northern Lincoln. The blaze at Black Sand Apartment Homes was reported around 5 a.m. this morning, and more than a dozen fire trucks eventually were dispatched. Fortunately, all residents and pets are safe. An eastern Nebraska man will not be prosecuted for the shooting death of his wife. Authorities say that 72-year-old Dennis Teague was cleaning his handgun October 5th at their Sarpy County home when the weapon went off. The bullet fatally wounded his wife, 68-year-old Afton Teague. The Sarpy County attorney says an investigation showed neither the intent to shoot nor reckless disregard on the part of Dennis Teague. Murder charges have been filed in the 2010 disappearance and suspected death of Peru State College student 19-year-old Tyler Ty Thomas. The state of Nebraska has charged 36-year-old Joshua Keedle of first-degree murder. I'm Stephanie Austin.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Gehrking. The open enrollment period for Medicare coverage in 2018 began October 15th and runs through December 7th. During this period, those enrolled may switch from original Medicare to Medicare Advantage or vice versa. Also switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, from one Medicare prescription drug plan to another. Persons should study the plans and be aware that premiums and benefits could be changing for 2018. Available plans and what they cover change from year to year. Again, open enrollment is open through December 7th. Older Kansans living in Marshall County, interested in politics and public policy, are encouraged to register to become a candidate for the Kansas Silver-Haired Legislature. The group provides seniors an educational opportunity in the political process to identify top policy issues important for older Kansans and caregivers. Each year, the Kansas Silver-Haired Legislature meets to identify issues, develop and discuss bills and resolutions, and present bills to Kansas legislators. Registration forms and more information available from the Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging. Elected legislators are responsible for meeting with older adults in their county, attending meetings, advocating for legislation, and testifying at hearings on legislation. For information, contact the Area Agency on Aging, Kevin Neasley. 800-883-2549. An aerial application company has offered to purchase the Seneca City Airport, pledging that the facility would remain accessible to everyone if sold. Precision Aerial Ag offered $100,000 for the 29-acre tract with the intention of adding future improvements, estimated at $250,000 to $300,000 over the next 5 to 10 years. That could include resloping the grass strip runway, adding fuel, hangar space, and utilities. The Seneca City Council heard concern from several residents at a recent meeting regards the shooting range at the airport. A decision was continued and is expected to be taken up at the November 1st meeting. Gage County Planning and Zoning Board recommends denying a special use permit for application for a cell phone tower near 103rd and Hickory Roads. Vera Wireless made the application to take over an existing tower, which upon separation from the land itself would not meet setback requirements. It was initially built 35 years ago before zoning regulations took effect. The recommendation will go before the County Board of Supervisors. Special use permits were recommended by Planning and Zoning for a livestock facility near Southwest 75th and Linden Roads and a home-based daycare operation on East Buckeye Road, east of Adams. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, October 20th. Commodities are for all age groups. If you don't have a current application on file, please bring proof of income with you. Distribution at Blue Rapids, Friday from 9 to 10. Distribution at the Frankfort, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Waterville sites from 10 to 11. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Okito, Marysville residents pick up commodities Friday 9 to noon at the Helvering Center in Marysville. For information, contact the Agency on Aging, 562-5522.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Last year, the Kansas legislature moved local and municipal elections to the fall of odd-numbered years in the hope that more Kansans will vote. This November 7th, those elections will be held. Local elections are really important. They determine which roads will be built, the quality of our schools, and which city projects will happen. All of the things that affect our daily lives. For more information, visit VoteKS.org.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we will continue to see dry weather and unseasonably warm temperatures all the way through the end of the week. It doesn't look like we'll see a chance for showers and thunderstorms until the weekend, as we do have another low pressure system that will move across the area. Then it does look like we'll see temperatures cool down close to average as we head into the end of the weekend and early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer, high as 78. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 58. For Friday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 77. For Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy, low near 60. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-October 68, record high on this date 90 in 1991. The average low 44, the record low is 19 in 1976. Sunset this evening 6:39, sunrise in the morning at 7:36.
Most folks will call any warm spell in the fall Indian summer, but that's not how the term was originally understood. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Rock and roll's Chuck Berry was born on this day, and exactly 150 years ago, the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska from Russia. Today is the Feast of St. Luke on the Roman Catholic calendar, and over the years, observers have noticed a tendency for a warm spell to occur around this time of the month, give or take a few days. That's why a warmer-than-average spell is sometimes called St. Luke's
little summer. What about Indian summer? Strictly speaking, that can't occur until next month. The strict definition of Indian summer is a warm spell occurring after St. Martin's Day on November 11th. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. Find more weather lore and your local forecast online at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The Kansas State football team is hoping that for the second straight year, a slow start turns into a strong finish. The Wildcats facing a tough test this Saturday when the ninth-ranked Oklahoma Sooners come to Manhattan. Kansas State struggled offensively against TCU, and head coach Bill Snyder emphasized the importance of first downs heading into Saturday's game. Kickoff time at Bill Snyder Family Stadium for K-State and OU, 3 o'clock on Saturday. The Kansas City Chiefs have won 12 consecutive games against the AFC West heading into tomorrow night's game in Oakland. They've also won 5 straight and 7 out of 8 against the Raiders. But nobody in the Kansas City locker room can put their finger on why the Chiefs have had such a run of divisional dominance. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Navy Federal members enjoy 24/7 support from a real person right here in the States.
Hoo-ah!
And our members get free everyday checking, great interest rates on certificates, and low rates on home and auto loans.
Hoo-ah!
So no matter if you say,
hoo-ah!
Or,
hoo-ah!
You and your family can enjoy belonging to a credit union with over 80 years of experience. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Bill Moose will receive a payment of $1.25 million if he still is Nebraska's athletic director at the end of 2022. He's also eligible for $500,000 in bonuses each year if the Cornhuskers teams achieve certain academic and on-field performance thresholds. His starting base salary starts at $1 million annually. The Philadelphia Eagles are number one in the latest AP Pro 32 poll. They received 5 of 12 first-place votes for 376 points in balloting by media members who regularly cover the NFL. Kansas City fell to number 2 after its first loss, and the Patriots jumped up to number 3. And KWCH-TV reports 19,000 tickets were sold out in short order for the exhibition basketball game between Kansas and Missouri, the proceeds going toward hurricane relief. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State college action on Key and EY.
K-State fans, men's basketball tickets are on sale now. The Wildcats sells 19 home games, and tickets start at less than $10. Get the Big Game Mini Plan that includes all 10 weekend games and the Big Monday game against KU for just $250. Or pick the Pick 5 Plan for only $75 and choose any 5 games, excluding KU. Be in Bramlage this season as the Cats host Big 12 rivals and the Georgia Bulldogs as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your K-State men's basketball tickets today.
Fat Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area fall sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, strength, dedication, and determination, and are sure to excel in all of their events this week. Good luck from Fat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Rugged Power Legendary Hemi Engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work.
And it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than ass.
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice, or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
The deeply furrowed corky bark of bur oak trees has enabled them to withstand prairie fires and provide beauty and character to the savannas and our landscapes for centuries. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A champion 400-year-old specimen resides on a horse farm in Paris, Kentucky, while a lone bur oak in a cornfield in Wisconsin inspired photographer Mark Kirsch's book, That Tree. Native to much of the U.S. and Canada, it extends further north than any other oak species. You'll enjoy the dense shade in the summer and its breathtaking silhouette year-round. Watch for early spring flowers that hang like tinsel from the branches and large fiddle-shaped green leaves that turn a yellowish-brown in fall. Its large fringe-covered acorn gave rise to its other common name, mossy overcup oak. Bur oak provides food and habitat for a wide variety of beneficial insects, songbirds, ground birds, and mammals. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
When the city of Fairbanks swelled with the Klondike Gold Rush in the late 1800s, a fleet of riverboats began to sail the river waters hauling supplies. When the riverboats came, something else began to change. The story of those boats and the history they made is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
When miners came to Fairbanks during the Klondike Gold Rush, many businesses began to simply carry the supplies those prospectors needed. One such business was the riverboats used by the Binkley family.
The early boats were powered by wood and steam. They burned just big, straight, white spruce trees that we got here, and they churned through a cord of wood an hour. That's like a pickup load of wood.
Bill Dyser helps operate boats for that company the Binkleys began.
And every 40 to 60 miles, they would have to re-wood up, which meant just sending guys ashore, hand trucks, bringing the wood on. The wood had to be cured, so it was there for up to a year.
With lots of boats plying the river, there was plenty of work simply cutting wood.
The woodcutters did that in the winter because it was easy to sled the wood in, split it, and get it ready. And then they would have a pile of wood, and at the end of it, there'd be a coffee can or a mason jar or a tobacco can with a lid on it and a note inside saying how many cords of wood were there. And the captain would come by, mark off how much wood he took, and leave money in the can.
It was mostly native Alaskans that cut the wood along the rivers. The riverboats changed the way they lived and worked.
With the riverboats setting up fueling stations, they developed villages. The people who didn't have axes and knives and saws and lived in basically skin-covered bent spruce structures now could build log cabins, which were permanent. And so it changed the culture because people began to settle. And so you got villages all up and down the Yukon and Tanana rivers, the biggest river system in the state. And that changed sort of the culture of things just because of the arrival of the Sternwilders.
Phil continues working a riverboat here each summer. We'll have more of his story next time as we travel the countryside. Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Well-rotted straw bales are an excellent medium for planting things. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start the straw bale seasoning process now so they're ready to go in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm going to get a head start on my vegetable garden yet this fall. I've got a couple of straw bales that I will let sit outside over the winter. When spring rolls around, they'll be in a state of decomposition that makes the perfect growing environment for seeds and transplants. And the biggest benefit? No major weed control. Janelle Malone is an extension assistant in the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State University. She says to wet down the bales so moisture can get in and speed along the decomposition process.
You can allow them to sit until you are ready to begin your spring plantings. And one of the cool things about straw bales, as they go through this decomposition process, they give off heat. So while your straw bales are decomposing, they're warming up a little bit, and that enables you to begin your spring planting just a little bit earlier.
If you want to speed things up even more, Malone says to sprinkle some 10-10-10 fertilizer granules into the bale, which will feed the beneficial microbes. In the spring, you can sow seeds or put transplants directly into the bale.
Some folks are opening up that bale just a little bit, maybe pulling out a handful of the straw and creating a pocket that they can plant into. They're taking a handful of potting soil and putting a handful of that soil down into the straw bale and then planting into that soil.
Corn, tomatoes, leafy greens, and flowers are just a few of the plant varieties that do well in straw. When the season's over, compost the bales or work them into the ground as a soil conditioner. Learn more about straw bale gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When they ring those golden bells for you.
an effort to unify the beef industry around a model for sustainability, a model the cattle producers themselves have a role in defining. That's ahead on the Farm Journal Report.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
A little over 6 years ago, John Butler was at a meeting that included what he said was arguably the largest end user in the beef business. Butler, the CEO of a Manhattan, Kansas-based cattle feeding company called Beef Marketing Group, says the end user was laying down the law to cattle producers about sustainability.
For example, they had an idea that because we use a lot of corn, that I had the ability to control or manage the producers that produce corn for us. They didn't understand that 85% of the corn that we use in our feed yards, I get from something called an elevator. And I don't know where those kernels of corn came from. But they felt like that I should know that and then, in fact, take that a step further and work with those producers to reduce their carbon footprint.
Butler says things are different now. He says a group called the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef was formed 2.5 years ago to set production guidelines. Butler says the roundtable involves stakeholders from across the beef value chain, and the sustainability model is one he thinks producers can live with. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest crop progress and condition report out late yesterday from USDA still shows fall harvest and winter wheat planting way behind schedule, but we did catch up just a little bit. As of Sunday, the nation's corn harvest now 28% complete. Last year, we were at 44%. The average is 47. Kansas, 54% complete. Nebraska at 17. Soybean harvest nationwide, 49% complete. The last year, 59. The average is 60. Kansas, 34 complete. Nebraska, 33. Sorghum harvest now 40% complete. As of Sunday, last year, the number is 56. The average is 50% complete in Kansas, 13% complete. Nebraska now 22% finished. Winter wheat planting nationwide, 60% finished. Last year we were at 70. The average is 71 in Kansas. 42% of the winter wheat has been planted in Nebraska. The number is 86. And winter wheat emerged 37% now as of Sunday nationwide. The average is 43. Kansas 25% emerged and Nebraska at 66. You can find the full report online at agview.net. And the wildfires that spread through California's wine country will leave a lasting mark on the industry and its tourism. The state's wine industry in Napa and Sonoma counties faced the wildfires at the worst time of the year possible, as fall is a prime time for visitors, where tourism is a $3.2 billion industry annually. Wine country has bounced back quickly from previous disasters like floods and earthquakes, but experts say the deadliest set of wildfires in California history could prove challenging for tourism promoters. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing some pressure on corn and hedge to the wheat. Some of the other issues are beginning to try to rally and have been through parts of the late morning. December corn down 1 3/4 at 348 and a quarter. March corn down 1 3/4 at 362. December Kansas City wheat down 5 at 428 and a quarter. March down 4 3/4 at 446 and a half. The Chicago wheat is lower as well. Minneapolis wheat is down also, so not a good day for wheat so far. Soybeans did not start well but rallied some, but beginning to show some weakness once again. November beans unchanged at 984 3/4. January beans up by a quarter cent at 995 1/2. Everything else is lower after that. December soybean meal is up 60 cents at 322.20. January is up 50 cents at 324.40, but bean oil continues to struggle. December down 19 points at 33.40. January bean oil down 20 at 33.54. So not all that great in the soy complex, beginning to see some weakness. Livestock cattle did not start well but have rallied some, but now weakness back into feeder cattle. October live cattle up 30 at 111.47. December up 55 at 116.52. October feeders up 35 at 152.50. November feeders down 52 at 151.90. So there's where the weakness starts. All the later months are lower in feeder cattle. Hogs are holding on to some nice gains today. December hogs, rather, up 120 at 63.37. February hogs up 65 at 67.80. So things look pretty good, basically, across hogs, although we do see some weakness in some of the later months. Now, cotton is not having a good day. December cotton down 21 points at 67.56. Things are green on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 152 points at 23,150. The NASDAQ is up 8 points, and the S&P 500 up 3 points. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers, now is the time to be thinking about certified seed. AgriPro brand varieties are developed by the largest and longest-running wheat breeding program in North America. The SY Grit variety is a yield leader even in tough, dry conditions. SY Grit combines excellent standability, a good disease package, and high yield for superior overall performance. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find performance and agronomic data and a list of AgriPro associates at agripro-wheat.com.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar, because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. At World Dairy Expo last week, they named the Dairyman of the Year. We'll share his story after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The Dairyman of the Year at World Dairy Expo last week, Charles Ollum of the Charles Ollum Ranch in Turlock, California. With an entrepreneurial spirit, Charlie Ollum has played an important role in shaping the California dairy industry. As the owner of that ranch in Turlock, California, he became one of the first dairymen to install a rotary milking parlor and robotic post-dipping system, while also inventing milking hose support for rotary parlors. He piloted RFID chips for identification and management of his herd, and he uses the latest technology to apply manure water through a pivot irrigation system. The herd is composed of 6,500 Jerseys, with a rolling herd average of 18,632 pounds of milk 3.6% protein, while ranking 70th in the U.S. for Jersey Performance Index through the American Jersey Cattle Association. And then he is a founding co-owner of Hilmar Cheese Company and Hilmar Ingredients, and is a founding member of Jerseyland Sires. In 2004, he was appointed to serve as the California Department of Food and Agriculture Undersecretary. And he used his previous experience as former chairman of the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program and the former board member of the California Milk Manufacturing Boards, among others. And today, I talked to him at Madison last week, and I said, did you ever think in 1984, when you and your friends formed Hilmar Cheese, that someday you would be marketing your cheese products in 35 or 40 countries of the world? He said, well, that was our goal. And he said, we made it. And he said, we're still doing it. And he said, I, of course, am a big promoter of the Jersey dairy breed. Back with a final word after this message.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride event is back this fall. Whether you're ready to tailgate or take a scenic drive, you can get the right tires and a reward of up to $100 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires. It's the perfect way to get your car ready for the season and save. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success.
Tomorrow, we introduce the Industry Person of the Year, honored last week at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
The strong smell of manure in confined areas isn't good for your health, but sometimes it's what you don't smell in manure that's even worse. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
When you have livestock, manure happens, and you need a place to put it, such as a manure pit or tank. The breakdown of manure in these storage areas is a natural biological process which produces and releases gases. Cheryl Skolas is an Extension Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at the University of Wisconsin. She says there are a number of gases that could reach harmful levels if you're exposed to them too long. They include ammonia, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, which is the most concerning. It's a toxic gas, and at low levels can cause immediate health effects, even death.
It's that rotten egg smell. But our olfactory system gets taken over by that gas. We can smell it at very low concentrations, but then it takes over our sense of smell and we don't smell it.
These are the signs to watch for that indicate you need fresh air immediately.
The first sign always gets to be the eye irritation, tearing of the eyes, the headaches, you just kind of feel fatigued, you're getting a sense of dizziness or having problems focusing. When you get to, like for the hydrogen sulfide, 100 parts per million, that's considered immediately dangerous to life and health.
Skolas says the only way to know that your breathing space is safe in these areas is to use a gas monitor. It's also recommended to have good ventilation so there is a fresh mix of oxygen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about monitoring and managing manure gas at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue toured Europe, speaking with officials from several different countries about a variety of issues, including trade. After stops in the United Kingdom, Italy, and Spain, Perdue said the trip has been very productive.
We've had very, I think the common diplomatic term, but I think even more so, very frank and direct discussions about some of the restrictions the EU has placed on non-science-based restrictions, and we've communicated those to all the players in the EU and look forward to making progress as we go forward on those issues.
The USDA announced it would be withdrawing the interim final rule under the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, or GIPSA. Perdue talked with reporters about the decision during the conference call from Madrid, Spain.
I want to assure you that USDA and GIPSA remain committed to fair trade practices and financial integrity and competitive markets. I think the concern was is that this rule as proposed would lead to unnecessary and unproductive litigation in many ways. We believe that the initial Packers and Stockyards Act indicated that it should be help in facilitating competition, not necessarily one-on-one litigation.
Perdue says he wants to make sure that producers aren't disadvantaged by unfair and uncompetitive rules. In the meantime, the European Union and the U.S. have been discussing a trade agreement for years. Perdue says non-science-based standards are holding up a potential deal with the EU.
The things I communicated to all the members of the G7 and the bilaterals, as well as the EU Commissioner, Mr. Hogan, was that we wanted to make trade deals based on sound science discovery and not perceived myths.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue speaking from Madrid, Spain. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag, excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with Gooseneck Livestock Trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair.
KNDY.